You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mark Grzelanik, the AAA manager for the Chicago Sox at Charlotte, nice enough to take some time out from his Saturday morning to join us on Inside the Clubhouse. Good morning, Grud. How are you?
Guys, how we doing? I'm doing well.
We're doing good. Thanks for doing this. I mean, I know the grind in the minor leagues is no different than at the major league, level. It's a grind every day, and to get up early and join us, appreciate it very much. Let's start with Tim Anderson, who's been there for a few days, took a day off, and was there to rehab this ankle. What have you seen from Tim over these couple days? How game ready do you think he is to come back to the White Sox?
Yeah, Tim's been awesome. He's been with us for a couple days now, and he's at that 10 or 12 at bat. It's been a few, I'm not sure about the time, but it's been over a good 6-8 weeks, I believe, with his injury. So he looks good, though, at the plate. He looks very good. He's a little tentative with that ankle, but again, that's just the confidence that will come each day, and he'll get stronger and stronger. I see him feeling surprisingly well at the plate. He came off and swinging the bat really, really well the first few games, and he looks good up at the plate. Running wise, too, hit a double the other night, and watching the whole way, didn't have any inclination of any kind of ankle problems at all. So that was nice to see. So I'd say another couple of days, he should be ready to go with some at-bats, and I like where he's at.
Greg, you were a middle infielder, shortstop coming up, second baseman, both during a lot of your career. Because of the athleticism that Tim presents with his particular type of game and the extra movement because of his background as far as basketball into baseball, is it a more difficult process on that side of it to come back because of all the extra movement that he makes playing defense?
Yeah, that's definitely a strong possibility. It's his back leg, meaning that it's his right ankle, and he's always pushing off, and that's where he gets a lot of his force from. That direction, when he does throw, he swaps his feet, and he goes through that defensive motion out there. Again, it's just a confidence thing, knowing that he can trust it. And, it looks, once he gets past that point where he's done something during the game, in the game, where you can't, manipulate that in fundamentals or in stretching or practicing or, whatever you do pregame. It's always that spur of the moment reaction time thing that once he gets through that and feels that, and I think then you'll see him really comfortable and get rolling.
Saw a picture of Tim posing with Luis Robert, and a lot of White Sox fans were very excited. Saw one guy tweet, "Hey, Tim, put him in your back pocket and bring him back up here as soon as your rehab stint is done." What's it been like for you to receive this player, Luis Robert, as a guy that you get to manage and to watch his overall skill set and athleticism? What's that been like to watch and to manage, Mark?
Well, it's pretty impressive to see this young man come in. Number one, you don't see it too often when you see a 21-year-old in the 3A level. So, watching him in spring training a little bit, he's a specimen, to say the least. He has all the tools, it is something that is, like I said, to get to this level at that young age, he is someone special. And it's not, anybody can see that, but it's just developing it, maturing as a player, understanding situations, getting better in the little things of the game. Because the raw part of the game, with his ability, his size, the way he hits the ball, the way he runs, everything's there. So he's going to be in this game for a long time. And it's just, it's a blessing to see the young kid like this with that kind of ability. And it's a joy to coach him. It's a joy to manage him. He is a great kid, responds really well, and is just up for the challenge of learning every possible angle of this game.
Mark, he's a certain kind of prospect, one of those five-tool guys that just gets – it gets you sort of excited about what the possibilities could be. Who's the best five-tool athlete you played with? I mean, those early Dodgers teams in the 2000s, you had Beltre and Sheffield and Sean Green. I mean, you played with some incredibly good players.
No question about it. You know, you go back to the Guerrero, Vladimir, and, you know, these are all the guys that are just phenomenal players, and you don't see them a lot. You don't see them too often come through the system, and when you can when you hit a home run and saw this kid at a young age and develop like that, and you know, you just never know. But you know, as he gets older, it's fun to watch. And now the biggest part of it is just absorbing the game, learning the game. And the only way you can do that is just playing it each and every day, and understanding it, talking to him, and just learning each and every day.
Dylan Cease came through the system through you this year. What did you see from Cease as far as command issues and stuff? I mean, the raw stuff we know is, you know, it's pretty impressive, and the kid seems to be pretty impressive. But what were your observations on Dylan, and what are your expectations of him here right now? We saw him get roughed up for five runs yesterday in one inning, and then come up and throw three innings and throw, you know, shut him out the next three.
Yeah. You know, and that's the thing when you get, you know, younger guys that are learning and still adjusting and really still trying to command all pitches. And it's a challenge for these guys, especially, you got to understand, it's a huge jump from 3A to the big leagues, and having the best players and the best hitters, and you make some mistakes and you get behind some hitters. If you can't make and command pitches, you're going to have trouble. That's all there is to it. So, it's a learning process for these young kids to understand how to go about their business, to really perfect their stuff. And I mean, really narrowing it down to, hey, I got to command my fastball. I got to be able to throw an off speed pitch over when I want to at any time in any count. And if I can't consistently do that, you're going to have problems at sometimes. And that's what you're seeing. So, you know, again, he's young, he has a huge upside, and he's only going to get better.
And Mark, when a player comes to you and he's been with Omar at Birmingham or he's been down at Winston-Salem, are you given specific instructions or specific details on what to work on with the guy? I'm wondering about the cohesiveness of the system and the development in that way.
Oh, absolutely. We are on it. You know, our director, Chris Gratz, is very instrumental in the information that we pass along to every level and every player. We understand what works for them and what they've been doing process-wise and preparation-wise. And if not, we make sure we correct that as soon as possible. But for the most part, everything is logged in and processed in a site that we get on as managers and coaches to make sure we are on the same page. And when guys get promoted or demoted, the information passed right along to them, and they don't miss a beat as far as moving forward and working on the things that they either we have to finish or the process that we need to go forward with.
Mark Grzelanek with us for just one more minute. Mark, the AAA manager for the Chicago White Sox at Charlotte. Mark, for a guy that made a lot of contact during his career like you did and knew how to hit the ball the other way and do the little things, what's the adjustment like for you as a baseball person, let alone as a manager, knowing that the ball is as lively at AAA this year as it is in the major leagues and launch angle still is king? How do you adjust Mark Grzelanek, the guy that, looks at the game as a fan and as a guy that, you know, kind of developed through, you know, making hard contact and hitting the top of the ball, to a manager that has to deal with the reality of today's game and today's player?
Well, I can say I played at the wrong time, I think. But, no, it is. That ball is definitely flying out a little bit differently. There's no question about that. It's obvious with the number of home runs that we've seen and the distances of these balls. The way they're traveling off the bat is quite like I've never seen before. So, it is adjustment, but you got to understand the personnel you have, what you're working with and where you got to go about it. In my personal opinion, I think there's guys out there that need to you know, swing and elevate the ball. But then there's guys that need to really focus on barreling the ball and making contact and doing the little things like they said, and that's how they're going to get there. There's not that many Pujols and Guerreros out there that you want to elevate balls. And the bottom line is we need on-base percentage. We need to put the balls in play, and we need to do these little things. There's those home runs. You know, they're definitely coming more on a rapid pace this year, but at some point you're going to need to get a guy over and get a guy in, and those strikeouts are going to really hurt you.
Mark, we appreciate your time. Thanks for picking up the phone. Just before we leave, not a lot of people listening right now. When do you think Luis Robert is going to be ready to join the Chicago
Reds? Well, that's a good question. I mean, this is a really, really young kid, and actually he hasn't played a whole lot in the system, so it's a learning process. It's hard to put a number on that or a time frame on that. Once he comes up, it is definitely obvious that he's going to stay for a very long time. He's a tremendous person as well as what he does on the field. So it could be towards the end of this year. It could be next year at some time. I could not say, but there is a lot of the little things that he needs to understand and get better at, and that's just only playing the game, so that will tell.
Grud, we appreciate it very much. Keep up the great work down there at AAA, and hopefully we'll see you sooner rather than later.
You got it. Bruce, Matt, thank you. Enjoy. Have a good day.
Thanks Mark.
Mark Grzelanek, AAA manager for your Chicago White Sox, talking about Luis Robert, Tim Anderson's rehab, all things White Sox.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.